Blackstone presents Until Death Do Us Part by Adelaide Forrest. This book is read by Heather Firth and Fernando Guerra. 1. Isa. Consciousness came slowly, nudging at the back of my awareness as my lashes fluttered against my cheeks lightly. Waking from the deepest well of sleep, the kind of sleep that came without dreams, and where nothing existed but the void of everything that consumed my waking thoughts, didn't come easy. Like swimming for a surface I could never seem to reach, my fingertips always lingered inches away from breaking through and feeling the rush of air in my lungs. "She's waking up," a familiar voice said, tugging at the haze surrounding me. It filtered through the fog and reached into the waters, grasping those fingers so close to freedom and pulling me out with a sudden heave. I gasped, sucking air into my lungs as my chest heaved with the force of it. Ugo's hand touched the top of mine where my fingers clutched the arm of my seat, his face reassuring as he filled my vision. With him leaning into my space, I met his deep chocolate gaze until I found a way to breathe through the panic in my chest. When those breaths calmed, I looked around me and wondered where Rafe could be. My mind raced to consider all the possibilities of what had happened, and what would occupy him so thoroughly that he wouldn't be the one to tend to me when I woke up from what they'd done. The thought had initially been a vague reaction, a phantom of the betrayal I should have felt, as if the muscles of my mind remembered exactly what had transpired before the memory could click into place. I narrowed my glare onto Ugo, as the reality of his crime against me came rushing back in an overwhelming flood. The pained sympathy in Rafe's face, as he watched Ugo do something they'd clearly discussed ahead of time, gave me the slightest indication that he felt perhaps a modicum of guilt for drugging me yet again.
"I did what I had to do to keep you from doing something stupid," Ugo murmured, sitting back in his seat. The white seat that surrounded him was so bright next to the shock of his wrinkled black shirt and weathered olive skin. He looked as though he hadn't slept for 3 days.
"How long have I been out?" I asked, staring around Rafe's plane. They'd somehow had enough time and the ability to get me out of the bunker and to the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?